You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca. And today we stop in where at the defending champs, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles. Olivia Reiner joins us, beat reporter for the Eagles at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Olivia, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing really well. I just got back a few hours ago from training camp practice, so lots to discuss as it relates to the Eagles getting ready for their first preseason game on Thursday.
So NFL preseason's wild to me because, like, it's really hard to get a gauge because none of the starters for most teams ever really play that much. And especially when you're a defending champ, like, we know who their starting quarterback is. Like, I don't even know if Jalen Hurts is going to take more than five snaps in preseason. So when you're going to watch the game, obviously there's some jobs up for grabs. What are the most competitive jobs you feel that are up for grabs in camp for the Eagles?
All of those jobs are on the defensive side of the ball. Now, if you ask Nick Sirianni, he'll tell you the starting right guard position along the offensive line is technically a competition right now. However, Tyler Steen has commanded the entirety of those starting right guard snaps throughout training camp. So even though he may say that they haven't called the job yet, or, you know, they have until week one to make a decision, the job at the moment is Tyler Steen's, barring any sort of big major change. So that being said, everything, the big things to watch are all going to be on the defensive side of the ball come Thursday. And I would expect to see some of those players for sure in competition for those roles play in these preseason games, get a lot of action, particularly at cornerback. The starting outside cornerback spot is up for grabs currently since Darius Slay was cut in the offseason and signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So that spot opposite Quinyon Mitchell is up for grabs. Right now, the competition is between Keely Ringo and Dory Jackson, the veteran. Two very different players, two players that really haven't separated themselves in the pack yet in training camp. It seems pretty neck and neck at this point, which also, presumably looking from the outside in, is part of the reason why they signed Jacorian Bennett late last night in exchange for defensive tackle Thomas Booker, adding another cornerback with starting experience into the mix. Now, I'm not expecting to see Bennett play on Thursday. He was present at practice today. He did not participate in practice. The trade still isn't official. He still has to pass a physical. But cornerback certainly is probably the number one spot I'm most eager to watch in these preseason games.
Well, you led me to my next question because I wanted to ask you about that trade, because I look at their depth chart and I'm like, now maybe someone's injured, or maybe this is when you have a championship pedigree, you want any small advantage you can get. And if we think that Bennett can maybe step in, and is this a subtle shot to Ringo and Jackson to say, hey, you guys are going to have to step up here?
Possibly. It's really interesting, and it's hard to read exactly what is going on here. Like I said, kind of from the outside looking in, neither Ringo nor Jackson have really separated themselves in training camp. They both pretty evenly have split the reps opposite Quinyon Mitchell with the starting defense, the first team defense. No one has, like, really just completely solidified the role. They've made plays. They've given up plays. It's kind of gone back and forth. So looking at it that way, when you see the Eagles trading a player they really liked in defensive tackle Thomas Booker to the Raiders in exchange for Jacorian Bennett, someone who has experience starting, although not a ton of experience. He also had an injury history dealing with a torn labrum in his shoulder last season that required season-ending surgery. So he's coming off of that as well. You have to wonder if this is someone who can contend for them in that starting competition. We tried to ask that question of Nick Sirianni today, and of course he plays coy. He says, we're just happy to get him in the building. We want to try to get him caught up. Obviously they're a couple weeks into training camp at this point, so he needs to get in those meetings and he needs to learn Vic Fangio's scheme. He is behind, but at the same time, it's early in training camp, so he will have some time to get to learn everything and to get into the mix as these weeks continue.
Olivia Reiner joins us talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's interesting, Olivia, I remember early on last season, people in Philly, now I know that they've got a reputation of being a very patient fan base. You know, say that somewhat facetiously. And there's a lot of people like, oh my God, the Eagles are brutal. They're off to, you know, a little bit of a slow start. And then everybody knows what happened. So you look at how that, when they enter this season, and on the offensive side of the ball, there's, you know, you mentioned outside of the left guard, like, you know, they got Hurts and you got Barkley and Brown and Smith and Goddard, and then even, you know, Dotson, if he's the number three receiver. Like, is there anybody on the offensive side in a skill player position that could come out of nowhere on the Eagles this year? Or do you think all the skill positions are pretty much accounted for?
Yeah, that's tough to say. I mean, Dotson is someone who I'm really intrigued by going into this training camp and through 2 weeks of this training camp. He's been a really solid receiver for the Eagles in camp, and he's gotten a lot of opportunity. Both Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown have been injured at times during camp. Devontae Smith is back. He's been back now for a couple practices, but A.J. Brown has been sidelined for the last few practices with a hamstring injury. My understanding, that's not going to be a long-term thing, but nonetheless, he is out of practice, which means that the guys behind him on the depth chart get more opportunities, and Jahan Dotson, in turn, is getting more opportunities. We're seeing Hurts target Dotson more frequently, and Dotson has been pretty reliable, too, in the passing game, so that's a really big development when you think back to this time last year. Dotson wasn't even on the team this time last year, but at least as the season was getting underway last year, Dotson was still learning the offense. He was still getting his legs underneath of him, trying to develop some chemistry with Jalen Hurts. That takes time. That takes reps. And when you're in the thick of the season, you can't really do that. You're not really practicing like that. You're installed. You know what you're doing in the offense, and now you're just trying to get on with the season. So now that Dotson has had the full offseason, he knows the offense. He's comfortable with Hurts. You worked out with him this offseason in Houston. You can completely see that he's a lot more comfortable in the offense and more comfortable with Hurts. So if there's anyone I think that could really, I don't know if breakout is the right word, but if there's anyone who could certainly see more targets this season, I would say it's Jahan Dotson, especially when you consider the fact that the Eagles were such a run-heavy offense last year. Now defenses have a full year of tape of Saquon Barkley and the Barkley-led rushing attack in this Eagles offense. They know maybe perhaps how they can scheme it up a little bit better. They know different ways, they can figure out different ways to stop it. Is this going to be a more of a pass-heavy attack this season? Is that just the way things are going to shift? And if that is the case, having a competent third receiver like Dotson could be a really big benefit to this offense.
Olivia Reiner joining us here discussing the Philadelphia Eagles on the Jason Gregor Show. And I wanted to go into the running back room specifically because Saquon Barkley last year, career high in rushing attempts, 345 carries, obviously 2,000 yards. It was a heck of a season, but they bring in A.J. Dillon from the Green Bay Packers. Do you think there might be a little bit of management when it comes to Saquon, trying to give him the ball just a little bit less?
You know, just based on his usage in this training camp so far, I don't think they're going to stop feeding Saquon Barkley. I think they're paying him all this money and to be a star running back, the star running back that he was last season. I don't think they're going to ease up on him. That said, I also think that it is important for the Eagles to have competent backups for the moments where they do give Barkley a break, or if Barkley is a little bit banged up. And bringing in a guy like A.J. Dillon, and even having someone on the roster like Will Shipley, who was a rookie last season and is going to be assuming more responsibility in this offense this upcoming year, I think is going to be a really big benefit in extending the longevity of Saquon Barkley. It's crazy to say that someone like Barkley is, you know, could be potentially, getting up there in terms of age because he was so dominant last season, but it's certainly something that the Eagles have to just keep in mind and just making sure that his body is being taken care of the right way. Nick Sirianni always talks about this and always pushes back on a lot of the questions that we have about like Barkley and whether or not he is going to be able to sustain a similar workload in 2025 that he did in 2024. We'll see about A.J. Dillon specifically. I'm really curious to see how he fares in some of these preseason games. He missed all of last season with a neck injury. Obviously, having come from the Packers now here in Philadelphia, he's looked good in training camp, but there hasn't really been any live tackling. So I think getting him in a preseason game where there's a lot more contact obviously will be a real benefit when it comes to evaluating him.
Now, how has the battle at safety been opposite of Reed Blankenship? And I want to ask specifically about Canadian Sidney Brown entering year three.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of a similar situation right now in my eyes as the outside cornerback job. A little bit different because Andrew Mukuba, the Eagles' second-round pick this season, this year out of Texas, he's been injured. He just recently came back, been dealing with a shoulder injury. He's still limited right now. We got to see him today in team drills for the first time since he sustained his injury. He was not working with the first team defense. He was with the second team. So it's a little bit different. Sidney Brown has commanded the bulk of those starting. Well, I hesitate to also call them starting safety snaps. So what the Eagles have been doing is they will have Cooper DeJean start at safety in their base defense. And then when they're in nickel packages, they'll have Cooper DeJean slide down into the slot where he had been all of last season. And then Sidney Brown will come on the field at safety. So technically Sidney Brown isn't starting, but that is a prominent role in the defense. Eagles spend a lot of time in their nickel package anyway, not a lot of time in base defense. So we've seen a lot of Sidney Brown there. Kind of similar to, like I said, Keely Ringo and Adoree Jackson. I don't think Sidney Brown has really stood out or separated himself in any way, both maybe good or bad. I don't think he stood out for the wrong reasons either. So perhaps that is a good thing. I asked Vic Fangio about this the other day about how he's seeing Sidney Brown progress, because he has said he has made progress. But he hopes to see him maybe add a little bit more polish to his game. So, you know, we'll see. There's a lot of time between now and the start of the season, but that is certainly a job that Sidney Brown is trying to win right now. And I think the preseason games are going to be really important for him.
Lastly, who do you think is going to give them the toughest competition in their own division?
In their own division? I think obviously it's the Washington Commanders. Yeah, without a doubt. I'm very intrigued by the Commanders this season. And obviously there's still some question marks as to what's going on there with Terry McLaurin and the path ahead. I'd be really surprised if they didn't find a way to work things out with him. I know he's 30 years old and I know he has specific demands that he wants in terms of his next contract. But I think the Commanders should do the right thing by their franchise player, who's been really good to them over the years and has performed really well for them. Hasn't shown any signs of dropping off, but no, Jaden Daniels had a really tremendous rookie season. Curious to see if he can have a similar type of season this upcoming year, if he will suffer from the feared sophomore slump at all. But at the same time, he's got some kind of like that's an older roster for sure. What probably I think it's the oldest roster in the NFL. So is that going to come up and cause issues down the line with injuries, things like that this season? I think that's a big question that I have, if that's going to hold them back at all. No, but we'll see. We'll see. I think the Eagles Commanders games were a lot of fun to watch last season. It has become a really fun rivalry, I suppose, even though I think that during the regular season, the Commanders got really lucky in their one win against the Eagles. Lucky, and you know, Jalen Hurts had a concussion in that game and was knocked out and wasn't able to play for the majority of the game. So the Commanders were able to steal that win, arguably, some Eagles fans may say. But regardless, this should be a fun rivalry for years to come. And I think if anyone in the division, and I know it's kind of a low bar, is going to test them, I think it's going to be the Commanders.
Well, we'll see. Maybe McLaurin will show up or not. Terry, we'll see what happens. But those games, I'll say this, have gotten a lot more interesting than they were a few years ago when Washington was kind of an afterthought. They got a quarterback now, and that makes it much more exciting to watch. Olivia, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy training camp. And do you know, if I have to say, okay, Jalen Hurts snap count in preseason, how many snaps do you think he will take in the preseason?
Zero would be my guess. Okay. If 2023 and 2024 were any indication, he didn't take any snaps in the preseason in either of those years. So my guess is that it wouldn't make a lot of sense in my mind to have him out there for the preseason. But who knows? He has played in the preseason before his rookie year, his first full year as the starter in 2021, and then 2022. He also got one drive. So maybe he'll get a drive, but honestly, I would be really surprised if he did.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Olivia. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, guys.